We spent a couple of segments on the exchange about the public lands bill, Senate Bill 47, that became law not quite 2 weeks ago. It creates new wilderness areas, including in Oregon, adds to stream protections in our part of the country, and a lot more. One of the lesser noticed changes in the big bill is a name change just east of the Cascades in our region. The national parklands around Tule Lake will get a new name as a result of the law. These includes the lands that once contained an internment camp for Japanese Americans in World War II. Let's get details from the Park Service boss in the area. That is Larry Whalen, the superintendent at the Tule Lake unit at the moment. Larry, thanks for joining us once again on the Jefferson Exchange.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having us.
So how do you identify the unit you're managing now?
Well, we identify it by the new monument. So it's the Tule Lake National Monument.
All right. But so the name change is effective right away?
Right away, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And, all right. So no longer the World War II Valor and the Pacific National Monument?
No. That designation was changed. And, you know, it's a good thing. And we're celebrating it. It's a real good thing for us.
So the public lands bill obviously had a lot of things for a lot of states. Why was this important enough to include in the bill, this name change?
Well, I think a lot of visitors and stakeholders were confused about, the language of the title of Valor in the Pacific and the Tule Lake site being part of that. And so there was a total of nine other sites: California, the Aleutian Islands, the Hawaiian Islands, and so. Not only were they scattered, but there was also questions about the title and was it appropriate. So that's the basis for the change.
And so how much does the establishing of a new monument change lines of authority within the Park Service, if at all?
Well, it really doesn't. As you recall, Tule Lake site's made up of a segregation center. It's a 37-acre site that, you know, was part of the camp. And then you have the peninsula area, which is about 1,200 acres of open, non-developed land. And then Camp Tule Lake, which was the Civilian Conservation Corps camp in the 30s. So, those sites, nothing will change. We, last year, 2018, developed a general management plan and got that signed. So we'll be following that plan, so it really doesn't change very much for us.
So is there still a World War II Valor in the Pacific National Monument? Are you just not part of that anymore, or did that cease to exist?
Yeah, it's that's a good question. I don't know the answer to it exactly, although, the Arizona Memorial came out of this Valor in the Pacific, but I'm certain that the Aleutian Islands and some of the other areas are probably still in the Valor in the Pacific.
So does the monument designation as a separate monument, Larry, afford any more protection to the three units in question you just mentioned?
No, it really doesn't, other than instead of being presidentially proclaimed, it's an action done by Congress, which Congress would have to undo. So there really isn't any other protection. Lava Beds is a national monument. You know, it has, it'll have similar protections for the natural and cultural and the interpretation of the site. So it really doesn't change.
And you are still the supervisor of Lava Beds as well as the Tule Lake National Monument?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. That's a couple of hats to wear. How many staff between the two units?
Well, I think we have about 21 permanent staff, and then the seasonal staff comes on. We probably add another 20 to 25 seasonal staff in the summer.
All right. So anything changing about land use or interpretation along with the name change?
No, there really isn't. There wasn't any boundary changes or anything that would be drastic on the ground that you would see. We're still in trying to get funding to go ahead and open the Tule Lake site. We do have a little bit of funding to work on the jail that's on the segregation center. That should start this summer. And then hopefully in the fall, early next year, we can have a few people on site down there.
All right. So funding to open the what now you're looking for?
The segregation center portion, mm-hmm. of the site, as well as Camp Tule Lake. Those are, you know, mainly interpreting the historic portions of the site.
All right. So, and for people to understand, I mean, if they think they're going to go out there and see an intact World War II internment camp with rows of barracks, that simply isn't the case. What is there at the segregation center unit?
Yeah. So the main element that's there is a jail, and that's where they put incarcerees that, you know, got in trouble for many different reasons on the site. And so that jail is central, and there's open ground. There's a carpenter shop. It was kind of the maintenance grounds, if you will, of the site that we have that make up that 37 acres. And part of our plans are to go ahead and, you know, build out on there barracks and other things so that people can get a good representation of what was there, how living was, and a little piece of the human rights issues that were there at that time.
So they'll get samples, but it's not, it won't be the original structures.
In some cases, it may be. There have been people that have come forward and said, hey, you know, I have an old building that was part of that site, and, you know, we may be able to take advantage of that. But in most cases, it'll be just, you know, built to the specifications that were there in the 1940s.
Larry Whalen's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the superintendent of what is now the Tule Lake National Monument. It's been converted from a unit of the World War II Valor in the Pacific National Monument by the recently passed Public Lands Bill. You can join the conversation on the Exchange. Questions and comments welcome by phone at 800-838-3760, by email jx@jeffnet.org. So describe to people then, Larry, what did happen? I mean, so most of what was the actual camp, the actual internment camp, became the town of Newell, California, right?
It did. And, you know, land use changes over time, no matter where you live or where you're at. And that's what happened here. The camp became part of the town of Newell, an airport, other things, part of agriculture came in over some of it. And, you know, that is to be expected in areas all over the country. So it isn't anything special to have that happen.
Has it been a trick, though, to try to maintain National Monument sort of accoutrements, though, with the inability really to be able to showcase things that once were there when they're no longer there?
Yeah, I think that's true. However, the National Park Service, you know, that site will be a world-class site when we're finished with it, and it'll demonstrate to the public what was there, give them a feel of that site. You know, down the road, 500 miles is Manzanar, and that, you know, that's ahead of us a little bit. And if you go to Manzanar, it's a pretty well put together site. So, you know, we're looking to have something similar to that.
And Manzanar, of course, another one of the major internment camps during World War II. How much coordination is there, central staff within the Park Service that helps with the interpretation aspects of the internment camps at both sites?
Yeah, there's a lot of information that you have to go through to interpret these sites. And so, you know, we get a lot of help from our regional office, Washington personnel, other historians that come in that know little pieces about what has gone on, and then you put together that story and you try to tell it so it's compelling. And this is difficult because it's a human rights issue that happened, and some people are sensitive to it. You have to take that into consideration, and you have to take into consideration locally the issues that they have and the development of the area around the camp. It's important to have the context of that camp, and to understand that context, you have to look at what's outside of the camp as well.
So have there been debates about what to include in interpretation, how to word the things that are included in the interpretation, all that sort of thing?
Yes, that there's quite a bit of debate about it, and how much to say, and how to say it, what tone to say it in. And it's pretty involved. It isn't as simple as, you know, trying to write about natural history. Natural history, you know, squirrels and deer, they don't talk back.
Right.
So, you know, so you can understand the complexity.
Right, yeah, your caves, you have water and calcium to deal with, but you got a lot more to deal with when you're talking about human beings and the ways in which they interact. We have certainly learned over the years, Larry, that announcing goals and plans in the federal government is not the same thing as having money to implement goals and plans. You mentioned seeking some more funding. So square us up again on what you have now and what you still need to be able to do the full interpretation at Tule Lake National Monument.
Yeah, and, you know, the name change only helped to set the site aside by itself. We can go after some funding. What's really missing is the operational portion of the camp, because in all Park Service units, you know, you go after money that's specifically dedicated to maintenance backlog or roads or other things. Those are special monies that you go after. But the operational dollars are what come to you year after year. And that's you know, what we need so we can hire the interpreters and some maintenance staff down there to keep that place up.
So even if you got a chunk of money to put the facilities in place, you still need the operating money to go with that. How much more do you need per year?
Well, you know, we put together some estimates in that general management plan, and I believe the estimates were about $525,000 for operations.
In addition to what you have now?
In addition to what we have right now for the site. And then, of course, you know, those people would also help, you know, work on these specific goals like the jail. The jail is specific money for that building. And so they would, of course, help on that as well.
And so when might we see some of the new facilities constructed at the Tule Lake National Monument?
Well, the jail will currently be involved this summer in putting that back together. And it'll look, you know, pretty Spartan. It isn't going to look like a brand new building. It'll be put together, and it'll be meant to look, you know, kind of rough, like it was in, you know, the 1940s. So there's not a whole lot to do, but you can imagine all the codes that have to be met, and then, you know, bringing, heat and other things to that building, what it would take. So that's what's going to happen this summer. And then we have plans, you know, for those out years, looking at putting a visitor center at the carpenter shop. And then the next thing would be to, you know, to build a barracks where people can take a look at that, but also how to deal with people on that site and how you want them to walk around that 37 acres and what you want them to see. It's fairly involved.
Overall, though, Larry Whalen, how are you feeling about the name change and the speed with which it happened?
Oh, I'm grateful. I'm excited. It kind of regenerates us, especially me to get working on that site and try to get it, you know, really open to the public daily instead of the guided tours that we offer now.
All right. So that would be a big change to have daily opening there. And when is the busy season at Tule Lake? And we have to get used to calling it Tule Lake National Monument.
Yeah. The busy season is in the summer. You know, we have tours on the weekend days in the summer. And, you know, a lot of people come for different reasons. We make sure that they see all three of the sites that are here, not only the segregation center, but the peninsula, as well as Camp Tule Lake, the CCC original camp for the area.
All right, so lots of stuff to see at what is now the Tule Lake National Monument, where Larry Whalen of the National Park Service is the superintendent over that and the Lava Beds National Monument as well. Larry, always good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Yes, thank you very much.